So today, folks, I've got myself an orange blossom cider. It's 5.1%.
You went for the cider this time?
I went for the cider.
Second week in a row you didn't go for
it. I know. It was stupid. And I immediately regretted it because after...
It was something tasty.
After I saw... No, I don't even fucking want something. I just want to get shit-faced.
I want to get fucked up.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, if you want that, I mean, there's a nice little drive-through.
Done.
Liquor store across the street there, so you can just do that, zip through there.
Something nice. I want something a little stronger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want...
A little higher altitude.
If you get me.
I want to get fucked up.
So I immediately regretted after that. I saw Toothless Brasser. Toothless Brasser
was a red, Irish red.
Irish red. I would have liked that. But
well, you might have.
Next time.
And I'm rocking the farmhouse ale. I don't know what they call it.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Looking at farmhouse. Saison.
Saison.
In English, it's Saison des Méchants.
For all the English speakers.
And that would be 5.1 as well.
We're both
5.1s.
Yeah,
look like idiots.
Let's go with this.
Let's start the Saison.
Yeah.
Okay, you're stinking it. You're stonking it. Smells like farts. Wet farts. I'm not smelling it. I don't know if it smells like wet farts or not. This is what I'm assuming Roy thinks based on expression.
Wet farts.
I knew it!
You're right.
Oh, it smells good.
It's a nice light. It's tough to get a.
It's almost like a citrusy full... coffee. Like a very light. The light. A light bitterness like you get with coffee ground. Just
nice
lightly.
Dark. It does have
but
nice
it's got
coffee.
Citrus. Yours is good. I can already tell yours is going to be much better than mine.
It's got a nice iced coffee look to it.
It does.
The coloring.
It's beautiful. It smells good. It smells like what I should have ordered. Does it taste like a farmhouse?
It does.
Okay.
It's good. A little bitterness to it.
It's
not
a lot
much.
More bitter than I was expecting based on the scent. I guess you can't really get so much bitterness
in a
honk. In one single honk. It's got a bitterness and a lasting kind of bitterness.
Light, though. I mean, the farmhouse ales I've had before, I've had two different kinds. Some on the lower end of the alcohol content, like this one, 5.1, I've had them up to 8, which those are the ones I'm used to. And basically, farmhouse ale literally means they made it in a farmhouse.
Yeah. You think that there's actually a farmhouse?
There could be. There's some wooded area.
There are chickens on
those.
The streets in the area.
In the area, there's some chickens, so who knows?
So maybe that's...
Imported.
I mean, what is
it?
What
was
is
imported.
What is the farm...
from down the street.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, still. What is the... You know anything about the farmhouse? Like, it's made in a farmhouse. Is there, like... Does the taste come from, like, the feces?
The hay, the manure.
The stinky?
The sweat.
The eggs? Need to crack an egg in there every now and then.
That's the thing. I don't think any flavor. I think it just that's where.
Right.
Like I guess it.
That's where the original one was, and then
that's all
they modeled.
That's all they
that.
Could get. They could the only ingredients they could. Get,
right.
You know,
like we assume or learned the California common.
Right.
I don't know if we just discussed that and assumed that, or if I actually read it on Wikipedia.
I think at the time we just assumed
discussed.
That. California, okay, they have citrus,
there.
So that's this is our version, Woody, so it's just the same exact fucking thing. Florida oranges.
So this farmhouse is made of whatever you find on the farm, which is like pig hoof.
Chitlins.
I don't know what that is.
What's a chitlin, Ryan? Isn't innards?
Yeah.
Cow?
I think it's...
Intestines?
I think it's from a bird, isn't it?
Nah, I don't know.
Chitlins,
one also.
Of the things. So,
that's good, though.
But compared to the higher end one, like, what is the taste?
This is more bitter.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's just be, like, because of the way they make this.
Yeah, the way they make it. I don't know, maybe the higher alcohol kind of cuts into the bitterness. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Drag race.
Yeah, it's a chainsaw. It's a guy with a chainsaw, actually. Let me get it.
It's Chainsaw Rick.
Animals.
Okay. And
intestines of all animals,
okay.
Mostly pigs.
So chitlins is intestines of a bunch of different types of animals. That sounds good. So I don't know. I mean, like I like it.
I will say it's heavier for how low the alcohol, the alcohol content is.
Mm-hmm.
For how low it is.
It's pretty weighty. You're dealing with a lot of weight, and you're
it
not
sticks
getting,
around.
You're not getting.
Taste,
yeah, it does.
The taste sticks around for a while.
But
the color's nice. I like the color.
The color's great. It had a decent head. That's
had a nice head
still
on, a nice head
bit of foam
on the shoulders
on the top. Still kind of hanging around. In general, I like the smell a lot more than I like the.
Yeah. Not a fan of the taste.
I don't dislike it, but it's you know, it's set up for something else. I got my hopes up for something else.
Okay.
But I feel like that maybe it's just whatever the mood I'm in. There's somewhere
you're gonna get something.
It's somewhere between this and the cider. The cider, I know I'm gonna dislike. I'm gonna be pissed about that.
I
might like it, but I'm not in the mood for it.
A little spoiler here. I have had that.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to flomp over to the cider? You wanna. Get one last gargle, jizz gargle
Let's
of that.
All
right, we're doing the cider. Okay, so I'm going to...
Ryan, spit my mouth.
We're using Ryan as our palate cleanser. He'll use various body fluids. Will enter our mouths.
I'd rather
from
pee in my mouth.
Either Ryan's mouth or his anus.
You're going to need the anus.
He's going to milk his anus in front.
Let me milk your prostate.
All right. Okay, so... Hey, there is a bit of, I think, orange rind maybe in the sniff of that citrus cider.
I don't know. I do smell my beers usually. Ciders, I don't think I've ever smelled a cider.
You gotta sniff it. This is your first time. Maybe rub a little on your mustache.
Just get it
stick
in
around.
You know, like you get a Coke, you rub it on your gums.
Yes.
Cider, you want to get like
nice.
Vicks.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on your chest as well.
Yeah, it does. It's very citrusy. A little
sweet, like almost tang. Like a pear.
Get this stupid thing out of here.
Oh.
What?
No, hold on. That's me sipping it. Jesus Christ.
Get it in there. Wash the palate, because that's good. That's a hard... Ooh. I still got that taste in my mouth.
Oh, my God. This has got a very round, like, apple-y candy. I mean, it's not like fake candy. It's like a candy that they made that really emulates... the flavor that they're going for. So it's like an apple candy that tastes like apple, not like candy apple
it
flavor.
It tastes like apple cider.
It does.
It's not a dry. It's a very sweet.
Oh my God. It's like a soda. Like a high.
It would be like if you took apple cider and poured seltzer water into it. A little more cider than there is seltzer. So
just
a little
just
bit of
a
bubbles,
little bit more.
But it's very sweet.
Oh.
I couldn't. That would probably be better served in, like, a goblet. I realize they only do that with higher alcohol content beers, but
because
that's very
it's
sweet.
It's so sweet. I do enjoy sweet things. I like soda. I'm a soda kid. I like licking
sweet
a sweet asshole.
Right?
That tastes like candy to me. I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do... It's on the flavor spectrum that we're talking about. This doesn't taste like asshole.
No.
But it's sweet in the same way that a sweet asshole...
Like a sweet butterscotch. Yeah, it is very sweet.
I think I love it. It's just got a nice round apple flavor. I'm not tasting much citrus at all.
The more I try it... Do it. The better I feel about myself.
Just in life.
What's this broad looking at?
Like, go away. Hey, you know what?
That's good.
I think things are all right. I feel pretty good.
It is very, just like I said, apple cider.
It's like drinking. There's no, you know, you wouldn't know it was alcoholic in any way unless you were told.
No, you can't. There's no bite to it with like a alcohol taste. It's fucking apple.
It's not the most crisp.
No, it's not like a crisp sweetness.
No,
it's
not.
A dull, very, like...
It's good. I mean, like, you're right. I wouldn't want to, like, drink a bunch of this or have one after another. Like, it would be you don't want to ever really get back to it. But, It's well made.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
I enjoy it. I think it's a great flavor.
It was 5.1?
5.1. They're both
5.1. Both 5.1.
Very...
That's good.
It's an interesting kind of, like, pairing them back and forth. Because, like, the same alcohol content, but, like, they are the entire opposite drinks of each other. Because
that like you said, like you could tell someone that's apple cider.
Yeah.
A and bubbling cider. No, yeah, it's like a bubbling apple cider. Yeah. Like, let me take a hit of this, the cider.
Keep it in your mouth. Slosh around a bit of this.
Wait
butt
a little
farm.
Bit.
He's drinking the butt farm now. I'm gonna shit your pants, Jesus.
Ooh.
Man, that yeah, really that's bites
rough
hard.
To, yeah.
Going back to the farmhouse from this the sweetness.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, it's all the lens that you're looking at it through. Like, I mean, like we came right off drinking the farmhouse, and it was not what it just
right.
was drinking it like that.
And usually when we come here, we don't go, what am I in the mood for? It's just what looks.
Yeah.
Saw farmhouse.
Well, I knew because last week I knew that they had the cider. I realized they had the cider, and I wanted to try it, so I wanted to make sure that I got it. Although in retrospect, in hindsight, I don't think that they're gonna throw it away anytime soon. But
no, because they would want, you know, they're gonna have their ale, their lager, pilsner, and then they'll have a cider, stout, porter.
But like in the mood I'm in right now, neither hit the spot. But I think that the cider, just in general, is like something that I'm going to enjoy. I think anyone can enjoy it. Right. I mean, it's like a soda, but like it's something that I particularly appreciate, and so it's going to stand out to me, like regardless of whatever my mood is. I'm going
right.
to be like, that's a good time.
Right. It is good. It is good. I would stick with one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, honestly, like the thing is, I really like it, but I don't know when the next time I would ever order it would be because. It's a bit of a commitment, like...
Well, I'm not saying not so much I would never order again. I know that's not what you're saying either, but...
No, I'm not saying, don't
like,
order it again.
I'm saying, like, this is the one that I would have for the night, that I'd have an ale or something
right.
like that. But you couldn't...
As far as, like, targeting your mood, though, like, I don't think I'd ever be like, that I want to have... I wouldn't come out to take kids to get a drink.
Right.
At this
give
place.
Give me the sweetest...
And grab this. If what I had this... Like in a bottle at my house, I would go to it, you know, whenever. If it were
right.
constantly available to me, I would get a lot of drinking out of it. But it is. I mean, I feel like it's almost like you're wasting it. You're wasting the beer,
right.
on ordering this because it's just like you're just drinking a nice soda.
Right. Exactly. A bubbly apple.
But it appeals to me.
That's good.
Appeals, so good. Like you might appeal.
What are you using? Do you like a sweeter, a drier? Or
I like the sweeter ones. I like the my favorite one that's widely available is the, what is it called? Smash Cider. Smash Cider. I made
that. I was going to say.
What the hell? It's the...
Magners.
No, it's not Magners. It's not Crispin. It's the blue Angry Orchard.
Angry Orchard.
I like Angry Orchard.
Okay, those, yeah. Well, they have a huge line of different, you know, cinnamon fucking, you know...
The crisp one. Crisp. It's the blue box or whatever. And that one, like, it is a lighter... Crisper than this. I think this is more on line with a Magners. Like Crispin is crisper than this.
Yeah, and they have the same thing where they have
different types.
Drier one. Yeah, Magners.
Magners seems more in line with this. Although Magners seems a lot weightier, a lot more round, like well rounded.
Yeah.
This has a round sweetness to it, but or round flavor, but it's not
but
like
it's,
a well balanced.
It's
like,
just sweet.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
sweet. It's not a crisp taste.
Yeah. So. Magners is a better balanced, I think.
I've never had a cider.
I've never had one. This is the first one.
But I've never had an alcoholic cider that tastes like this.
Yeah. It's really
so
unique.
I think that,
basically, if you are in the area and you have any desire to drink a cider at any point in time in your life, like, check it out. Because it's good, it's unique. And you wouldn't regret it. Like, you're not going to dislike drinking it.
Yeah. I don't think the Brits would like it.
That's probably true.
Because
this is an American.
They do like the drier. That's like a big thing. It's sweeping. They love them over there.
Yeah.
Huge.
Dry ciders?
Dry
ciders. Or just dry in general?
Just dry. They want to keep
dry. Dry humor? They
dry
like
humor.
That.
They like the dry humor. They want to stay
people.
Dry, but they can't because
it's always
raining.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for them. That's why they like
that's
the dry
why
stuff,
they
too.
Want it's something. They like yeah. the humor.
Yeah.
They like the apple cider.
Something in their life that's dry.
Yeah.
Their cocks. They're crusty cocks.
Their fucking tear ducts are never dry.
That's true.
They're always crying, always.
Or
have I alienated the entire...
Well, if it's not clear, we fucking hate the British. I don't know if
well,
that's
it's only
come
in
across.
Tampa Bay. We're not trying to appeal
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, no, we don't want
tell
to.
Tell your friends.
yeah, this is definitely like an American, like, sweet flavor. Anyway, so, I mean, if comparing the two...
Comparing the two, again, same as last week, you can't compare the two.
Yeah,
and at
no
this
way.
Point, I would rather stick with the cider than have to go back to this.
You basically screwed yourself
on
exactly,
the farmhouse. Because at least last week with the tea, it still had a bitterness. You know, it was
there was like a more robustness to it.
This is just sweet.
Yeah.
Like, so it is tough to go back to this fucking...
Yeah. I mean...
Again, at the beginning, it was somewhat bitter. Now...
Now it's like now super it's, bitter by comparison. But, a more general review of the farmhouse, I don't particularly care for it. I don't think it's bad, but I think that it's got a lot of weightiness that you would attribute to a higher alcohol
right.
content
yeah, exactly.
beer that
yeah.
That kind of like it's again in the same way that I would say I wouldn't really waste it on, you know, this. I don't want to waste my
right.
beer.
Yeah, I was just surprised. I was surprised because, you know, usually local breweries will have your basic kind of stuff.
Yeah, lager, so farmhouse was the...
You know, so I was like, shit, like,
unique.
That's surprising.
Well,
and it does taste like a farmhouse, just a little less...
A little less farm, a little more house.
Yeah, exactly.
You want that farm.
And I'm a country boy.
if it's clear up to this point, Roy is a redneck.
It's true.
He has no hair. He's a skinhead. Mm-hmm. And he has a pot belly, much like the pigs that he raises.
Yeah.
And he plays the banjo and fingers his belly button as well as his sister. I mean, you know, he fingers whatever you put in front of him.
Yeah. Put a hole in front of me.
And that's how, you know, in court, they'll put him up on the stand because he'll finger someone there, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that...
That'll do
much,
it.
Unless you have any final thought.
No, I mean... You can't compare the two.
Yeah.
They were both decent.
They were. They're both beer.
But now,
beer
like I said, going from a
yeah.
bitter
we've screwed ourselves
to a very sweet. If it was a crisper one, maybe I could do
maybe.
It. But just that, it's
the
a little
bitterness
rough.
Is just a little too much. So the general consensus, I would say, check out the cider.
Yeah, check out the cider. If you like ciders, give it a try. If you like farmhouses, you might as well give it a try. It's made locally. Why the hell wouldn't you?
But if you don't like farmhouses, you don't need to waste your time on this shit.
Yeah, there's plenty of other stuff.
Yeah.
It's well crafted because no one else is doing it locally, so if you like them, give it a try. Same with cider.
Cider.
Just fucking give it a try.
Give it a fucking try.
Get over it.
Assholes. All right, that's it.